Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And in this great nation, some 50 years after the death of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, there is such great reverence for his memory, such a great sense of the blessing that his life represented. It is hard to remember just how controversial he was while he was alive. Even after reaching the peaks of his career, a Nobel Peace Prize, preceded by the great I Have a Dream speech and his golden moment on the Mall in front of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. After that, there came tumult and controversy and division for Dr. King. And yet, throughout all of those challenges and difficulties, he never lost a sense that God was directing his steps. And that is the subject of this very special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show. It is called Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King. After Dr. King won the Nobel Prize, after he was Time Magazine's Man of the Year, even at a time when there were people urging him to run for president, as an independent in 1964 and much more seriously an attempt to get him to run for president in 1968, he found his status, his stature, threatened. And some people would argue in decline, particularly the last 2 years of his life. What happened? There were three things that were a problem for Dr. King. One of them involved his most implacable and malicious enemy, who never ceased from trying to undermine him, because that enemy was deeply powerful and embedded at the very heart of the U.S. government. The second problem for Dr. King was the way that the movement around him changed, and changes in the black population, and particularly his core of support among African Americans. And the third problem was the way that Dr. King changed, particularly in the last year of his life, changed his emphasis, changed his message, because he felt called by a higher power to do so. To take a look at all those changes, it's worth going back to some of the golden days for him. He was on Meet the Press in March 28th, of 1965. And Meet the Press, yep, it was already around at that point. And it was hosted at the time, led at the time, by a reporter named Lawrence Spivak, who asked Dr. King the kind of question that he got increasingly as his power and influence increased.
Dr. King, the columnists Evans and Novak recently charged that the moderate Negro leaders, including you, have feared to point out the degree of communist infiltration in the civil rights movement. Have communists infiltrated the movement?
I certainly don't think so, Mr. Spivak, and I would like to vigorously deny that. I have no evidence for such an accusation, and I might say that in our bylaws, certainly in SCLC and the NAACP and CORE and SNCC and the Urban League and all of the civil rights organizations, we make it clear that communists cannot be in official positions and cannot be in the membership. Beyond this, I think I could say that the philosophical undergirdings of our movement would make communism impossible and would have communists on alien territory. For our movement has been based and is still based on a philosophy of nonviolence.
that was obviously an effective comeback, but where was all the charges, where were all the charges of communist influence coming from? They were coming largely from J. Edgar Hoover. And J. Edgar Hoover was a very important American figure. He had been running the Bureau of Investigation in the old Justice Department, which became the Federal Bureau of Investigation, since the Coolidge administration, since 1924. So at the point that Dr. King just answered that question, J. Edgar Hoover had been there for 40 years under Republican and Democratic presidents. He was the ultimate Washington insider and survivor. And he was genuinely alarmed about communist subversion and combated it, sometimes effectively. But most historians will acknowledge that Hoover also exaggerated the dangers of communist influence because it helped him get more funding and more authorizations and more power and more employees for his cherished FBI. What is astonishing is the extent to which he became an almost implacable opponent of the civil rights movement. Now, there was involvement in the 1930s and 40s of prominent black intellectuals and civil rights leaders in the Communist Party. The novelist Richard Wright, the great folk singer and actor Paul Robeson. Paul Robeson was an active communist. He actually ended up going over to live within sight of the Kremlin. But that was not Dr. King. And the notion that Dr. King was some kind of secret communist was ridiculous. It was based partially upon his strong friendship with a guy named Stanley Levison. But Stanley Levison, perhaps his closest advisor, who was a white guy, a Jewish guy, Levison at one time in his youth had been a communist, but he became a businessman and became very successful, rejected it, and was not part of the ongoing communist movement. To give you some sense of how much King was actually opposed to communism and saw it as a profound evil, in his letter from Birmingham jail, Dr. King, when he was writing about good laws and bad laws, and laws that were just and laws that were unjust, just laws that you were obliged to follow and laws that you were not, he wrote, "We should never forget that everything Adolf Hitler did in Germany was legal. And everything the Hungarian freedom fighters did in Hungary was illegal." Now, the Hungarian freedom fighters that he is alluding to in 1956 were freedom fighters against communism and against the evil communist Russian regime. King says it was illegal to aid and comfort a Jew in Hitler's Germany. "Even so, I am sure that had I lived in Germany at the time, I should have aided and comforted my Jewish brothers. If today I lived in a communist country," he wrote, "where certain principles dear to the Christian faith are suppressed, I would openly advocate disobeying that country's anti-religious laws." Here, he is not only saying that he would disobey communist laws if he lived there. What he is saying is the very profound point for a man of deep faith that communism was anti-religious. The fact that King remained anti-communist did not deter J. Edgar Hoover. And one of the things that has become increasingly clear with more and more research and more documents being declassified and given the light of day was just how deep his hatred for King became. And part of this has to do with criticism that Hoover received even before King became prominent in the civil rights movement. Hoover was criticized because his FBI, the most vaunted police agency in the whole world, was unable until later to apprehend the Ku Klux Klan murderers and mob leaders and killers who were slaughtering black people in the South and attacking civil rights protesters. The movie Mississippi Burning dealt with the FBI eventually catching the people who had killed the three civil rights workers in near Philadelphia, Mississippi. But the point about all of this is that Hoover had been criticized, and he reacted to criticism very, very poorly. He reacted to criticism by starting investigations of his critics. And he not only investigated King, but he tried, in a sincere way, and despicable way to force King to commit suicide. How? We will get to that and more in this special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, Providence and the Prophet.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Special program, Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King Jr. We really put a lot of time and effort into this show, and we hope it helps better illuminate one of the towering figures of the 20th century who still speaks to us today. Check out MedvedHistoryStore.com. There's lots of other history shows up at MedvedHistoryStore.com. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh, I got over. How did I make it over? You know my soul back in wonder. I don't know. make it over.
That is the great Mahalia Jackson.
I made it over.
She was at the March on Washington. She sang this song at the March on Washington. She was the one on the dais with Dr. King, who got him to put aside his prepared speech, saying, "Tell them about the dream, Martin." He did. But shortly thereafter, he experienced one of the most painful moments of his entire life. It was a little bit more than a year after the I Have a Dream speech, after the March on Washington, and it was shortly before he went to Norway to receive his Nobel Prize. And in the midst of all this triumph, his wife received a package in the mail. He was traveling, and he was, of course, deluged with mail. He was one of the most famous people in the world at this point. And she opened the package. There was no return address, and she couldn't figure out where it was sent from. And it included a tape recording, which she listened to, and a letter, which disturbed her. She later, Coretta King, showed the letter to her husband when he came home. But when she listened to the tapes, and there were several of them, she said about it, "I couldn't make much out of it. It was just a lot of mumbo jumbo." What it is was tapes of people having sex and drinking and sometimes making obscene comments. One of those people, and people who actually have listened to the tapes, indicate that it's fairly clear that some of the voices in these tape recordings were Dr. King. Dr. King was not a perfect husband. And though the FBI deliberately spread stories about orgies and white prostitutes and sex parties, and that almost certainly wasn't true. And most historians and people who've gone back and looked at the record have seen that Dr. King, who traveled a great deal, would at times behave badly when he was on the road, but not quite in the degraded form that was highlighted in the letter that accompanied these tape recordings that Coretta King listened to. The letter, unsigned, it's anonymous, of course, it starts out just saying, "King, period. King, look into your heart. You know you are a complete fraud and a great liability to all of us Negroes. White people in this country have enough frauds of their own, but I am sure they don't have one at this time that is anywhere near your equal. You are no clergyman and you know it. I repeat, you are a colossal fraud and an evil, vicious one at that. You could not believe in God and act as you do. Clearly you don't believe in any personal moral principles. King, like all frauds, your end is approaching. You could have been our greatest leader. Yet, even at an early age, you've turned out to be not a leader, but a dissolute, abnormal, moral imbecile. But you are done. Your honorary degrees, your Nobel Prize, what a grim farce, and other awards will not save you. King, I repeat, you are done. No person can overcome facts, not even a fraud like yourself. Lend your sexually psychotic ear to the enclosure," referring to the tapes. "You will find yourself, and in all your dirt, filth, evil, and moronic talk, exposed on the record for all time. I repeat, no person can argue successfully against facts. You are finished. You will find on the record for all time your filthy, dirty, evil companions, male and females, giving expression with you to your hideous abnormalities. What incredible evilness. It is all there on the record, your sexual orgies. Listen to yourself, you filthy, abnormal animal." And then it concludes, "The American public, the church organizations that have been helping Protestant, Catholic, and Jews will know you for what you are, an evil, abnormal beast. So will others who have backed you. You are done. King, there is only one thing left for you to do. You know what it is. You have just 34 days in which to do. This exact number has been selected for a specific reason. It has definite practical significance. You are done. There is no way out for you. You better take it before your filthy, abnormal, fraudulent self is bared to the nation. King understood that this was an attempt to try to get him to kill himself. He didn't do that. His marriage survived. He survived and went on. But this was not the end of the FBI doing everything they could to destroy him. It is now accepted by everyone. This letter, which purports to have been written by a member of the black community, was actually composed at FBI headquarters. It most certainly was, and was sent out. It is such a grotesque abuse of power. Think about this, and this is based upon illegal wiretaps that they placed in King's hotel room. Okay, there was one such wiretap placed in a room at the Willard Hotel. And shortly after John F. Kennedy's funeral, King was back at the hotel, and he was watching on TV a replay of the Kennedy funeral. And there's a touching moment in the Kennedy funeral where Jacqueline Kennedy gets down on her knees and she kneels down toward the coffin. And apparently while that moment is going on and being narrated on television, you can hear King's voice in one of the tapes saying something obscene about what she's doing to the coffin. It's really obscene. It's disturbing. Hoover gave that to Robert Kennedy. And it is amazing, given that viciousness, that the relationship between Bobby Kennedy, who was then Attorney General, and Martin Luther King survived. Of course, Bobby Kennedy is the one who had, after much prodding, authorized, signed on to permit the wiretapping of King. Meanwhile, I mentioned that it was not only J. Edgar Hoover and his implacable hostility, his desire to destroy King, that hurt King in his final years. It was also changes in the black community. In the summer of 1965, the Watts riots changed everything. And all of a sudden, there were the Detroit riots in 1967. There were riots around the country that were serious, that were violent, that were brutal, and that were bloody, and that seemed to mark a deep rejection of the nonviolent soul force that King had devoted his life to promote. All of a sudden, the black community seemed to change around him. There were new militants. Malcolm X was assassinated, but many others, Stokely Carmichael, H. Rapp Brown, people who wanted a more confrontational style than Dr. King. So where does he fit in? Where does he find his center and his base? We will get to that and more on this special broadcast of the Medved Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package featuring significant allocations for Israel and Ukraine. Despite passing with a 70-29 vote, its prospects in the Republican-controlled House remain uncertain. The NYPD is sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed in that shooting, while five others sustained injuries. John Schaefer, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
And on the Michael Medved Show,
black body swinging,
the music of Billie Holiday, the great and deeply moving and disturbing song about lynching, Strange Fruit. Dr. King, as he moved through the 60s and 66 and 67 and 68, the last year of his life, was increasingly concerned about a different kind of violence. He was concerned about violence in the black community, more radical voices, what was called the Black Power Movement, which captivated many of the younger members of the African-American community and left some commentators suggesting that Dr. King had become an irrelevant Uncle Tom, an accommodationist, someone who was always talking about nonviolence when the more revolutionary movement was moving forward. And yes, he was deeply undermined by that aspect of things. I mentioned that there were three things that made his last years very difficult. One was J. Edgar Hoover, who wasn't done after the disgusting stunt of the suicide letter. But the second was the change in the African-American community, the urban riots. And the third was the change in King. Because reacting to these events, he began to see that the problem was not simply one of racial justice. It was not one of ending segregation. It was not one of winning respect. There were economic issues that were behind and underneath everything. And he began to address those issues more and more, as he did at a speech at Stanford in April 14, 1967, almost exactly a year before he died. He gave an important speech called The Other America.
This other America has a daily ugliness about it that constantly transforms the buoyancy of hope into the fatigue of despair. In this America, millions of work-starved men walk the streets daily in search for jobs that do not exist. In this America, millions of people find themselves living in rat-infested, vermin-filled slums. In this America, people are poor by the millions, and they find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity.
And he saw that the only way to heal these ill spirits was to try to be one America again.
To deal with this problem of the two Americas, we are seeking to make America one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's Dr. King at Stanford in 1967. The other thing that changed with Dr. King was he began to focus on the Vietnam War. In 1967, he spoke at the UN, in front of the UN. There was a demonstration against the war. And again, this is April of 67, same month as the Other America speech. And King said, "Let us take a single instantaneous step to the peace table. Stop the bombing. Let our voices ring across the land to say the American people are not vainglorious conquerors. Stop the bombing." His activity in the anti-Vietnam movement alienated him from the Johnson administration. Lyndon Johnson was increasingly embittered, increasingly isolated in his support, steadfast support of the war from voices in his own party, deeply resented that Dr. King had joined the protesters. And in fact, there were serious people who wanted Dr. King to run as an independent in 1968 to make sure that Johnson was defeated and that the war policy was changed. His last year was turbulent. How did he end up triumphing over all of the difficulties and all of the obstacles? That's the subject of this special broadcast of the Medved Show, Providence and the Prophet.
You're listening to a special show,
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King,
on the Michael Medved Show.
A U2 tribute to Dr. King, of course, written many years after he was gone. In 1967, a group of people met with Dr. King trying to persuade him to run for president as an independent, to challenge Lyndon Johnson as some kind of third-party candidate, ideally with the baby doctor Benjamin Spock as his running mate. And the group included Allard Lowenstein, who was a leader of the National Students Association, later a congressman, and William Sloan Coffin, who was chaplain at Yale, and others. And Dr. King wisely turned them down. He had no desire to run a meaningless campaign for president simply to advance his ideas. He had other ways of doing that. And he continued to speak out against the war in Vietnam, which alienated the Johnson administration deeply, where he had worked reasonably well with President Johnson on the Civil Rights Bill, on the Voting Rights Act, and more. But he found himself increasingly isolated from the left and from the right, and meanwhile determined to move ahead with a new campaign, the Poor People's Campaign, which he was planning for Washington for the summer of 1968, while an election campaign would be going on. And as a prelude to that, he got involved in an issue in Memphis, Tennessee, which was a strike by the sanitation workers. Now, the sanitation workers were almost entirely black, but this was an economic issue. And his involvement in Memphis related to his much greater emphasis on economic issues. And it was controversial, because here he was working with the Sanitation Workers Union in a city strike, talking about basic justice, that they should be paid more, that the city should give them more. And he marched at one point in April with 6,000 people. They were marching, starting at the Claiborne Temple in Memphis. But he noticed something at the back of the march. There were some other people who were holding up signs that said Black Power. They were not followers of King. They were a group that designated themselves the Invaders. And sort of behind King in the march, they began looting and smashing store windows and creating the kind of violence and destruction that King had always spoken against. This was, of course, a public relations disaster for the movement, for King and the people who were with him. But he was determined to move forward and to win a victory for the sanitation workers in Memphis. And he wasn't to be deterred.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to a special show.
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King.
On the Michael Medved Show.
He was determined to move forward and to win a victory for the sanitation workers in Memphis. And he wasn't to be deterred. On April 3rd, the night before his assassination, there was a mass meeting that was scheduled at the Mason Temple in Memphis. And King was exhausted, and he originally did not want to go there. And he sent over Jesse Jackson, who was one of his young associates, and Ralph Abernathy, his good friend. They were supposed to address this crowd of 2,000 that had arrived there, but they wanted Dr. King himself, and eventually he came. He arrived late. He was worried about the crowd because it was a night of tornadoes. There were actually tornadoes that did some damage in Memphis, and it was a dramatic evening with purple and pink in the sky, even late at night, and the winds howling and the rain coming down. He arrived and he began speaking at 9:30. And he delivered this remarkable speech, which showed him in full prophetic mode. It was a remarkable performance, and part of what he talked about was he said, if I do not stop to help the sanitation workers, what will happen to them? That's the question. We have an opportunity to make America a better nation. I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. And then he started recalling an incident, serious incident, in 1958 when he had been stabbed at a Harlem bookstore by a crazed woman who took a letter opener and stabbed it into his chest. And he said accurately that the blade would have severed his aorta if he had so much as sneezed, and how a little girl wrote him a simple letter of thanks afterward, saying, thank you, Dr. King, that you did not sneeze. He said, I want to say that I am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I wouldn't be around with you now. He went on and concluded his speech with this.
Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen
the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
He collapsed. He was covered with sweat afterward. He collapsed in the arms of Dr. Abernathy and his other associates. And then, rather than falling asleep because he had a major day the next day, they went out on the town. And later, Dr. King continued to talk with friends. There was the only female member of the Kentucky State Senate whose sister was seeing King's brother. He spent time with them as well. And then finally went to sleep on the last night of his life. The conclusion of this amazing story, coming up in the special broadcast, Providence and the Prophet.
To order this show or other history shows, go to MedvedHistoryStore.com.
In April of 1968, James Earl Ray was, ironically, a year older than Dr. King. Ray was 40, King was 39. James Earl Ray was a career criminal who had been sentenced to a 20-year term in a Missouri prison. He escaped, ran away to Canada, then to Mexico, where he made pornographic films for a while, came back to the United States, and in 1968 he became involved in George Wallace's presidential campaign as a volunteer because Wallace expressed racist views. Sometime after that, he apparently began to stalk Dr. King. He traveled to Atlanta and then followed King to Memphis. And on the morning after his great I Have Been to the Mountaintop speech, Dr. King slept late, had a pleasant day, was conferring with his brother who was with him and with his closest associates. He was planning to go to a dinner, big dinner, before another mass meeting, and he looked forward to a huge menu of soul food. On the way to the dinner, he came out to the railing, to the balcony of the Lorraine Motel, and he was going with his whole entourage to partake in this dinner and the other mass meeting. And he saw in the parking lot a musician he knew named Ben Branch, a saxophonist. And he called out to him, and Branch waved back at him. And he said, "Ben, make sure you play Precious Lord, Take My Hand in the meeting tonight. Play it real pretty." Those were his last words. Ray fired his high-scope rifle through a window at a rooming house. He stood in the bathtub to make the shot, which killed King instantly. The knot of his necktie was even blown away, along with most of the lower part of his face. The reaction to King's murder was violent, which, of course, is deeply ironic for such an apostle of peace. There were riots in over 100 cities, 27,000 people arrested, 43 dead. But the long-term reaction to King's murder was to unify the country in a way it hadn't been unified before. King did prophesy that we would make it to the promised land, even if he didn't make it there with us. He believed with all his heart that God was leading his steps and that God would continue to lead the steps of the land that he loved. And we have his words, we have his memory, and we have his example, which has been since his death, in the 50 years since his death, a uniquely unifying force that can only be described is profoundly redemptive for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed this special presentation of the Michael Medved Show. Check out MedvedHistoryStore.com. We have some bonus content on MLK, an extended conversation all at MedvedHistoryStore.com. Here's just a quick preview of what some of that discussion sounds like.
Michael, what surprised you about MLK in your research and in recording this history show that you didn't know before undertaking this venture?
Well, I wasn't, as you know, because we worked together on all this stuff, I wasn't so sold on doing something on MLK, because there's so much stuff out there. I mean, we have a national holiday. He's one of only four human beings who have ever been honored with a federal holiday. The others are Christopher Columbus, who's now controversial, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, who don't have their own holidays anymore, they used to, and Martin Luther King. And that idea, he's the only one who is not controversial anymore. So people feel like they know him, they've heard it all before. When I started looking into it, there were a couple of things about King that I think are not emphasized enough. The main one is that he always saw himself as a preacher, not as an activist, not as a political figure, not as a, quote, civil rights leader.
Well, and most,
but as a preacher of the gospel.
Most news commentators and historians now like to call him Dr. King instead right. of the Reverend Doctor.
But even the PhD dissertation was in theology, and he was a brilliant theologian. One of the things that I do in the piece, as you know, is I tell the story of his famous letter from a Birmingham jail. He wrote that while he was locked in prison for having demonstrated against segregation. He hadn't done anything that really broke the law, and the entire jailing was absurd.
All right, for the rest of our discussion, you got to check out MedVetHistoryStore.com. Thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. A new study by Pew Research uses tricky language to exaggerate differences between Trump and Biden voters when it comes to views of America's past. The report shows nearly all Biden voters, 87%, agreeing with the statement, "It makes the U.S. stronger when we acknowledge the country's historical flaws." Meanwhile, nearly half of Trump voters, 47%, support the alternative view. The U.S. may not have been perfect, but focusing on its historical flaws makes the country weaker. Now, actually, reasonable people should embrace both formulations. Sure, it's healthy to acknowledge shortcomings in our history, but focusing on those flaws at the expense of all America's worthy accomplishments can be sick and destructive. The Pew survey actually indicates that conservatives and liberals agree that it's appropriate to recognize the nation's imperfections. Their only split involves a disproportionate focus on those negative elements, a damaging obsession of the American left at the moment.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.